A brief update. I just got a call. Sign in, sir.
Oh, this is Matthew Embry, DG Matter Embryo, living over here in Fresno, California.
And you were previously a long time, well, fairly long time volunteer with Free Radio Broadcaster here, right?
Yes. The shows were first Clatterbox and then the Technical Difficulties Radio Show, along with DG JG Wiz. And we still release albums related to the work done in the studio. The most recent one, one for Uncle Dennis, that came out last year.
And advise us again where we can find that particular program.
You can find that at matthewembry.bandcamp.com.
And spell Matthew Embry for us, could you, Matthew?
Absolutely. MATTHEW, and it's EMBRY. Mm-hmm. And also at that same site that are their Matthew Embry solo albums, and also about 10 albums from the Technical Difficulties Radio Show, all stuff that was recorded in the Free Radio studio there.
Mm-hmm. And again, the website one more time is?
It's matthewembry.bandcamp.com.
Cool. So you're in Fresno, and you called in to kind of check in, and also you're a regular listener to my show, at least.
Yes.
You also have been experiencing, I guess, are you not experiencing a lockdown yet as we are here in Santa Cruz, right?
I don't know if it's a lockdown. I mean, I'm curious as to the legal ramifications of what's been done locally here, and it was news to me what I was reading in your email about Section 10. So I don't know if it's that codified here, but generally things are shutting down, you know, schools, restaurants, bars, retirement facilities, etc.
But there's no requirement no requirement that you shelter at home yet, right?
Not like a legal requirement, but, you know, the CDC has been saying such that we should, you know, avoid as much contact as possible.
Right.
And so even isolating from my elderly mom, who's like in her early 80s and does have some health conditions. So, you know, trying to do what I can do that way.
That may be good advice. Of course, I'm distinguishing between those jurisdictions, and yours may soon be one of them, that have made it a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine to be out on the streets unless you're engaging in an essential service. Although there are a lot of exemptions and qualifications for what those are, and that's what I will be operating under if I go out tomorrow, although I'm a little under the weather, so I'm wondering if I may want to avoid that so as to avoid both, you know, problems with my own health and also spreading it around, you know, so.
You know, due to there being no tests or very few tests available, that also makes it so that we don't really know what's going on. Some folks who have it, that there's a gentleman, Donovan Mitchell, who's probably a healthy young person because he's a professional basketball player, who is showing no symptoms of it at all and has tested positive. So the significance of that is great, you know, and I mean, it's wonderful that it can hit some people so mildly, but it makes it completely dangerous for me, the work, be among others, if you don't know.
For sure.
My work is pretty much 100%. I play about 35 gigs a month playing for the elderly.
How has that been impacted? I mean, are your gigs now going to be postponed or canceled or lessened? What's going on with that?
It has already been totally impacted and ended. Almost every facility is not really having visitors in, or if the random one that isn't, for the reasons I just stated, it's not ethical for me to go in there because I don't know if I'm positive. And there really are some very at-risk folks in there. So a number of days ago, I came to that conclusion that I just have to shut it down from my side. And so I've just been trying to get any assistance that I can. There isn't anything locally from the county through the same people who give you Medi-Cal or EBT or anything. They don't help in a case like this. So I've been trying to get some help from California Unemployment Insurance. But it's almost like a comedy of errors with all their bureaucratic language and their impossibility for you to get in touch with them. Or for some reason, at a time like this, they set up as many roadblocks for you getting a hold of them as possible, which is should almost be borderline illegal. You know, I don't know who they're serving, but it's not the people at all. And this is the time where everybody's unemployed, so it's actually kind of comical. I didn't even question. I thought it would be a shoo-in for me to get unemployment insurance just because of the current situation. Just that they haven't basically contacted me is totally ridiculous.
Now, our society
is completely not set up for the workers in any sense.
Is the unemployment office in Fresno closed, or can you go in there? What's the story?
Then I don't know about that. That's interesting. Just have gone through phone or tried to get things online. And just by the very nature of what we're talking about, roaming about town trying to get services is exactly what they don't want us to do. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you know, also, if you think about it from this standpoint, I'm probably the person, my occupation is the person most important in the country to get tested because I roam from place to place, potentially infecting the most vulnerable. So if they didn't reach out to test me, the answer is they've reached out to test nobody.
Well, you need to do it.
They're doing a great job.
They're
extremely thorough in their complete lack of doing anything.
Well, thank you, Matthew. I'm gonna leave it there unless there's something that we're missing that you want to speak up on.
No, thank you. I mean, there's always more, and let's stop it now. And thank you so much for taking the time. And I wanted to call you this morning just because these concerns so much fit in with what you're always reporting on, which I very much appreciate, Robert. The work you do is wonderful, and keep up the good work, energy and health willing.
I am definitely the man, no question. All right, well, I will be talking to you again, and you'll be listening to me again, and we'll do it.
Okay, take it easy. Be well. Have a great day, Robert.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.